Hey, we have Juanita Knutson in the studio. Juanita is the track manager at Fiesta City Speedway, and this is our annual meeting, Juanita.
Yes, right? Hello.
You come over every year at this time.
I do. Usually we're a couple weeks earlier, but yep. As we all know, everything's a little crazy.
That's right. Well, Fiesta City Speedway, another racing season for you guys. How many years have you been track manager?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year already. Wow.
Already,
that's
yep.
crazy.
Yep.
And you're one of the few women track managers in the state, right?
Correct. Yes.
Not the only.
Nope, not the only, okay. But I am one of the okay. one of the very few.
Yeah.
Yep.
How you enjoy it?
Oh, I love it. Yep. Yeah. I mean, there's ups and downs in every job, but yeah, I enjoy it. It's a great time.
Where'd you get your start in racing?
Madison Speedway.
Long yep. time ago.
Yep. This is 35th year in this.
Oh, 35 years.
35 years.
So Maynard did a PA for Madison Track for many years, right?
Yes,
so
yep.
you worked with him a lot.
Yep, I worked with Maynard and Ron Krogh. Yep.
Ron, yep. Who's the PA guy that you work with at Fiesta City Speedway?
We have Scotty Ireland mm-hmm. and Chad Adamson.
Oh, Chad, yeah. He's yep. a good guy.
Yep, good, great guys. They do a good job.
Oh, yeah.
I yeah, Scotty they... came in after we lost Garrett yep. Feldick.
Yep.
I reached out to Scotty and said, hey, can I get you over there? And he said, absolutely, no problem.
I think Scotty does Redwood Valley and Madison too, doesn't he?
Yep, he does Madison. He does Redwood.
Falls,
well, so. Redwood Speedway, I think he does kind of more filling in.
Fill in there, okay.
Not that he's there every single week, but yeah. And then he's Fiesta City, along with everything else that he does.
Yeah. A lot of sports too, and yeah. mail carrier.
Right.
So, all right. Well, it's not the Scotty Ireland show, but he would like that, I think.
He would like yeah. that, yeah. Yep.
Well, let's talk about the season. You kicked it off last Friday, the season opener.
Yeah, we did. We, you know, it was kind of contemplating, should we race, should we not race? You know, it was cold,
yep.
definitely, but we put some posts out there and said, you know what, grab your blankets, grab your gloves, grab your hats. Let's get out there and let's get this season started. And we had a great turnout. You know, we had over 500 people in the grandstand still.
Nice.
And I think our car count was 87, I believe, something like that.
Oh, good.
Nice car count.
Yep.
Everything went real well. We didn't have any major accidents. The ambulance and the fire department got yep. to sit right in their spot all night. So that's a successful night for me.
That's great. Always good to have a season over. It's a lot of excitement builds up to that.
It was.
Night.
Yep. Yep. A lot of excitement. You know, everybody's ready to get out there. What we did do is we ran kind of a short little test and tune. We got rained out from for the test and tune that we had planned right before that and the week before. So I had a lot of drivers reach out to me that would like to get a few laps, on their cars, and so we just let them run.
Okay.
You know, we ran about a half hour worth of that, and then we got the show started. You know, we start at 7 p.m., and green flag was flying at 6:58. So successful
night. You're on
time.
You're on
yep.
time.
All yep.
right. All right. Well, talk about the season, the schedule, and I know you got some sponsors, a lot of sponsors this year, and that's always good.
Our returning sponsors that we have, of our big sponsors, is Monty Motor Sales, Auto Body, Fast Threads, J&D Construction, Ice Castle Fish Houses. And then we have DJ's Planter Sales and Service.
Yep.
And they're a big sponsor that came on we do 3-year agreements with them. That's Dale Lawagi out of Cottonwood.
Mm-hmm.
Spectacular guy. Just does a fantastic job at supporting the racetrack. He is also a street stock driver.
Oh.
So unfortunately, he wasn't there on Friday because he does farm and that kind of stuff. So wasn't going to be there. This upcoming week, we just have a regular night of racing. Kind of sounds like it might be a little chilly again, but that's okay. We'll get it going. And then on May 15th, we are going to run weekly racing along with the modifieds. No late models that night due to when we correlate with other racetracks, we check and see what's going on all around the area.
Mm-hmm.
So the late models are going to be going to a different track that night. So we brought on the Wissota modifieds. I'm currently not running a full schedule with the modifieds.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the modifieds in this area have kind of dwindled down.
Mm.
And financially, unfortunately, it just doesn't work out.
Right.
it's really too bad for some of my local guys. I've got four local guys that, you know, love to run our track, but financially it just doesn't work out. Right. And then on May 22nd, which, by the way, is a great day. I mean,
is that your birthday?
It is my birthday.
It's your birthday. How did I know that?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Well, happy birthday, May 22nd.
Yep. Yep. It's going to be my birthday. So,
and it's on race night.
It is on race night.
Get
so
any better than that.
Right. Feel free to bring presents. No, I'm kidding. I'm not about presents.
I'll make sure Scotty knows about it, so you got to mention it.
Oh, trust me, Scotty will know about it. Yeah. So that night we're having a Hornet special, and I'll tell you what, them little Hornets, Friday night we had 21 of them little buggers out there.
Wow.
So just, it's crazy because so many people leave after this week was the late models that ran right before them.
Okay.
And they leave for the Hornets, and I'm like, you guys, you just don't know what you're missing, because a lot of times, them Hornets are the ones that
put the show on.
Put a really good show on. Yeah. So then we're going to take a week off. May 29th, we're taking that night off.
Okay.
And that is due to up at I-94 Speedway is the king of dirt up there.
Okay.
And it's very hard for us to compete against that, and I'd rather that our drivers are able to just go up there and compete for the King of Dirt. So we're going to take that night off.
And where's the King of Dirt at again?
I-94 Speedway in Fergus Falls.
Okay.
And so we're going to come back, and we have brought back on June 5th and 6th is the Wasota Late Model Challenge Series doubleheader. So that's a $3,000 to win each night on that. For each night, if you pay attention to our schedule, will be some different classes. So night one, we're going to run the pure stocks, the street stocks, the super stocks, and the late models. Then night two, we're going to run the street stocks, Midwest mods, late models, and then we're bringing in the Gen X late models for that particular night. We're going to run a few different nights with them Gen X late models, so hopefully we can, you know, pull some pretty good cars there.
Okay.
Yeah. That late model challenge series is just, it's a great series to be a part of. Chris Steppen just does a fantastic job with that. I've been lucky enough to work with Chris here, the last, 5 years that I've been promoting, and, the guy just is phenomenal. Mm. Does great, great work. He's very organized, very on top of things.
Okay.
And so, yeah. Then on June 12th, we're just going to do our weekly racing once again, and we're adding in the Gen X late models. No Midwest mods or the late models that night. And again, when we drop them, it's just because there is something else going on around that they're going to go and attend. Then we got a night of weekly racing on June 19th. June 26th, another regular night of racing, adding in the vintage cars that night.
Is there a lot of vintage cars around?
Yeah, I think last year we ended up...
Do they have a regular circuit they go on?
Yeah, they kind of try to go to different racetracks kind of all in the area.
Okay.
I think they do Redwood. I think they do Slayton, us, Madison.
So Worthington, they have a racetrack, don't they, Worthington?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I know that
they
it's
used
not.
To, I know.
Yeah, I know it's not a Wasota sanctioned track, not exactly sure.
Okay.
And then July 3rd, we're taking that night off for July 4th weekend.
Yep.
Alexandria does their big 2-day special.
Oh.
So we never race, and you know, we just don't have the people around.
Right.
We don't have no lakes right by Montevideo. So, you know, everybody kind of leaves town.
Yep.
So we take that week off. Then we're going to come back on July 10th. And once again, we are having our Timmy Imes Midwest Mod special, which is just a huge turnout for us. And I believe, if I remember correctly, Madison is running it the 11th,
okay.
I believe.
That's to honor
Timmy? Honor Timmy Imes.
Okay.
Yep. And
he's a longtime race
race driver.
Mm-hmm.
Family is just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. John and Linda are just some great, great people. Timmy is currently fighting ALS.
Mm.
And so he's just, that kid's just hanging in there.
Yep.
He's doing a great job. So, and then we have a Super Stock special And then, as you had brought up before, Chippewa County Fair. We are not racing this year for the Chippewa County Fair. And nothing against the fair, nothing, you know, no hard feelings, yeah. anything like that. They just wanted to try a couple different avenues. And I said, yep, you guys go right ahead. Okay. You know, we're okay with that. With the fair, it is a lot of work for us. We have to do a lot of extra stuff and shutting down the county road and all this different yeah. stuff. So they just want to go ahead and try a different avenue and okay. perfect. You know, if it yep. works out for them, which I really hope it does. That's fantastic. You know, if they ask us to come back and do it, then we'll come back and do okay. it. But one of the favorite nights of our fans is August 7th, Meet the Drivers. We bring all the drivers down onto the racetrack, and they always have treats for everybody and their oh. hero cards and all that kind of stuff. Nice. So, yeah. And then we have a Pier Stock special on August 14th. And then August 21st, regular race night. And before you know it, the end of August will be here, which is August 28th, which is our season championship. Wow. So, yeah, it's a
full schedule.
It's a full schedule, busy schedule, but it'll be a great time.
Yep, for sure. And racing on Friday nights at 7 o'clock. And is it all the classes most of the time, like you said?
Or? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, most of the time. Like I said, if we're dropping a class, it just has to do with there's another bigger event at another racetrack
okay.
that we want to, you know, give them guys the opportunity. Right. And you know, we know our drivers well enough to kind of know where they're going to go here and there. So, yeah, yep. we just want to accommodate everybody.
How can people follow along?
Well, they can follow us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Fiesta City Speedway. Okay. Okay. And also we have our website, fiestacityspeedway.com.
Okay. And if there's happens to be postponements because of rain, we'll have it on Q92 and yep. on your Facebook page and all
correct.
Over.
Correct. Yep.
So
yep.
I know you probably get bugged a lot about, hey, are we going to race tonight?
I get that every single Friday. Yep. Doesn't matter if it's 30 degrees, 60 degrees, or 90 degrees. I always get
yep.
crazy phone calls, Facebook messages, whatever it yep. is. Yep.
Yep. It's part of being a
track part of the
manager.
Job. Yep. Yep. Part of the job.
Anybody else help you as far as putting stuff? You got a board and stuff? And
yep. We do have a board. There's 11 people on our board. And, you know, we all make decisions that are made for the benefit of Fiesta City Speedway.
Yep.
We are a nonprofit. Every bit of money that is made that comes into the racetrack goes 100% back to the right. racetrack. I have very, very few paid employees, and most of them are just I shouldn't say just that because it's not yep. just, but it's the concession workers, you know, it's yep. these kids. It's the kids that just need that little summertime job and a little yep. extra cash. And yep. so, yeah.
And if you're a business owner listening, you want to help sponsor a race night or whatever, you
absolutely.
Can get a hold of it, right?
Yep, absolutely. Reach out to me. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. My yep. my phone number is posted everywhere. Yeah, but certainly I would love to have new sponsors on board. We did have a new opportunity this year. What I started this year was a $500 sponsorship.
Mm.
Just a $500 sponsorship. Your name's going to go on a banner, and there's three different ones posted throughout the
yep.
throughout the racetrack for people yep. to see. So I'd love to get people to come onto that. You know, people are like, well, why don't you go for $5,000 or whatever? And I said, you know what? A bunch of $500 ones
yep.
adds up to $5,000
yeah.
in a quick go. Hurry. Right. So yeah. You know, I mean, if you're not in that financial
yep. Yep.
means to do, you know, 1,000 or 5,000 yep. or whatever the yep. case may be, jump on board here for $500 yep. and get your name out there. You know, we average about 650 people a night in nice. That grandstand. And so that's a lot of eyes seeing your name
yep.
on that.
That's
so,
for sure.
Yep.
All right, Juanita, you have a fantastic race season. And we love partnering with you guys. And,
yes, we love having you guys on board.
And thank you for coming in again. Have a great time.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That's Juanita Knutson, track manager, one of the best tracks around, Fiesta City Speedway.